heatwave continues for much of the state today with temperatures in the mid to high 30s here. Phelim Hennafy from the Weather Bureau says it's stretching across large parts of the state.
We're looking at severe heatwave conditions broadly across the state for the first half of this week. In fact, some areas likely to extreme heatwave conditions, initially in parts of the west and northern interior, but spreading to parts of the tropical east coast.
We're being urged to stay hydrated, remain indoors during the hottest part of the day, while the Sunshine Coast can also expect storms, possibly severe, with heavy rain, destructive winds and large hail today. Meantime, the Bureau of Meteorology's new boss has been told to look into how the new website went so wrong after it was revealed it actually cost $96.5 million, not the $4.1 million the agency initially said. The Federal Environment Minister wants answers. A Karoi teenager's life was cut tragically short on Sunday when he was hit by a car along Claude Batten Drive in Noosa. The 17-year-old, who played and refereed for the Noosa Touch Association, is being remembered as a genuine, kind young man who had his whole life ahead of him. The teen, who was not a schoolie, had reportedly become separated from his friends at about 2 a.m. and was lying on the road when he was struck by a vehicle. The 19-year-old driver has not been charged. A report will now be prepared for the state coroner. And it may not come as a shock, but renters here are typically spending a third or more of their income on rent. Alarming new data shows Queensland's rental market is now the most unaffordable in the country, with regional areas faring worse than Brisbane. On the Sunshine Coast, the average weekly rent for a house is nearly $750 and $600 for a unit.